Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome here to the OK Cafe. If this is your first time joining me here in this virtual space, this virtual OK Cafe, then can I recommend that you go to episode one in the series. It's called An Introduction to the OK Cafe, and you have a listen. It's very short, only 15 minutes long, but it's important, I think, for you to set the scene of what we're doing here and what this virtual space is all about. And if you have joined me before, a very warm welcome back. It's always lovely to have people come back for a second or a third or a fourth or fifth or maybe sixth visit to the OK Cafe and to this virtual space that I have created that I hope is useful to you as well, and as useful to you as it is to me. So I'm wondering what your mays have been like, and whether you're feeling a bit like me and a little bit of denial that we are actually in June and rapidly approaching halfway through the year. I think that's important for us to be thinking about this month as we move forward, because I think, you know, it's important to kind of take stock when you're at that halfway point. It, you know, and evaluate whether 2018, that's what we're in now, isn't it? 2018 is everything that you want it to be, and that it's on the right track for it to be the year that you want it to be. But we're not there yet. I am jumping the gun a little bit because that will be obviously what we will talk about in the OK Cafe at the beginning of next month, but worth, I think, just setting the scene. And it's certainly something that I am going to be thinking about as June progresses, you know, just really taking stock and evaluating that this year is you know, it's the year I want it to be. And if it's not, then what areas do I need to be having a look at? And it's very interesting. I am just back from holiday, from a week's holiday for half term. And I went away with my daughter, and I went to visit my mum in Spain, where she lives. And it was a very reflective time, I think. Again, you know, being the end of May, coming up to the beginning of June, and as I said, thinking about what are the things that are holding me back from making 2018 the year that I want it to be. And, you know, having a really good rummage in that cupboard. And I love the OK Cafe and these recordings that I do, and my opportunity to have a look at some of those difficult emotions that I struggle with, and as we all do, hopefully take them out of that cupboard where they've been perhaps locked away as we're coping with day-to-day life, and, you know, giving them a good hard look, accepting them, understanding them, and ultimately being able then to let them go. But I've found that this week has given me a much kind of deeper opportunity, a deeper sense of reflection than you know, the kind of monthly OK Cafe visits. And I hope that you're able to do that at some point as well yourselves in the next month, if you haven't done already, because that deep reflection has certainly helped me with some things that are more complicated, perhaps, or certainly more deep rooted, more deep set And one of the books that I recommended way back when at the beginning was a book called The Chimp Paradox, which is a book that changed my life. And that's certainly not an overstatement. And in the book, it talks about goblins and gremlins. And you know, obviously it's looking at programming of the brain and emotions that beliefs, that it beliefs that are goblins or gremlins, and I can't remember which way round it goes, so apologies, you'll have to have a read of the book again yourselves. But one of them, I believe it's the gremlins, are easy to find and normally easy to correct. But the goblins are more deep rooted and more difficult to identify. Now, having said that the Chimp Paradox was a book that changed my life, I'm not sure if I totally hold with the idea that the kind of view that these beliefs are negative. Goblins and gremlins kind of suggest that they are, I guess. Because I think that whatever they are, and it's less, for me, it's less about beliefs really and more about emotions and feelings. And the whole purpose of the OK Cafe is that every feeling is OK. So it's not about eradicating these feelings, but it certainly is about perhaps learning to deal with them in a slightly different way. And that's a very long preamble, I think, really, to talking about what I want to talk about, which is about my own difficulties addressing feelings of helplessness. And I think this is very deep rooted. I sitting kind of with an analytical head on, I can see that these feelings of helplessness, the reason that I struggle so much with them is because of my struggles as a child with those feelings, and perhaps a kind of lack of resilience or a lack of ability to deal with feelings of helplessness as a child. And that hasn't really changed a huge amount, which is interesting. I still very much struggle with feelings of helplessness and kind of feelings of paralysis, if you like, of thinking how impossible some of these big tasks or wicked problems, I think as academic likes to call some of these things that we deal with in our modern world. And the kind of feelings around uncertainty, I think are certainly linked to helplessness. And yes, so my week in Spain kind of allowed me to unearth some of these feelings, or understand where some of my difficulties have come from, over the past few months in particular, and yes, they have been around feeling helpless. And I still want 2018 to be a year that I take things to a higher level. And that, I think, has been a big kind of contributing factor, this feeling of helplessness, because if you're taking things to a higher level, naturally you are moving beyond the comfortable, you are moving beyond, the place where you are currently situated. And yes, that has been somewhat of a struggle, because it's led to some very strong and almost overwhelming feelings of helplessness, moving into this d- just uncharted territory and not really knowing what I'm doing and not really knowing where I'm going and being afraid. So, you know, both being afraid of the helplessness and the feeling of helplessness, but also being afraid of taking a step, any step, because, you know, that step might be wrong. And that comes back to sort of the feeling of paralysis that I mentioned. And I wonder how many of you feel like that at all, or as I said, looking, I mean, I think we're all going to struggle with feeling helpless, but I certainly think for me there is a real kind of strong root of that difficulty of being helpless, of feeling helpless around things that happened to me in my childhood. And it's been very kind of eye-opening, I think, really, to have had that time of reflection and to have gone, I understand that kind of panic now when you get that feeling. I understand you know the very kind of withdrawal reaction that you have when you have that feeling. And yeah, it's been very thought provoking and eye opening, and really that's why I wanted to share it with you here in the OK Cafe. And yet again, the time passes very quickly here in our little break in the OK Cafe. I hope you have enjoyed your brief stay, and I hope you will be back as well. Now, I normally use this last section to recommend a book for you to read, and I think my deep reflection that I've been talking about has come as a result of reading a particular book, which is by an award-winning writer called Jeanette Winterson. And she wrote a book back in the 80s, I think, that won lots of prizes. I forget which one, Booker Prize, I think, and possibly some others. And that was called Oranges Aren't the Only Fruit. But that wasn't what I read on holiday. I read the follow-up to that, which is Why Be Happy When You Can Be Normal. And she talks about kind of confronting some things. Well, not confronting is the wrong word. She talks about opening up of some things that were difficult when she was a child. And if you've read Oranges Aren't the Only Fruit, you'll probably have some ideas about you know, what those things are. But yes, she kind of talks about having these conversations with yourself, and it's a great book. It's not the easiest of reads, but certainly it sort of says to me basically what I'm trying to do here in the OK Cafe, and this importance of having these conversations with yourself and sharing them or not sharing them, depending on how you feel. But as always, a huge thank you from me for joining me here in the OK Cafe, and for helping me to have some of these difficult conversations with myself as well. And yes, my recommendation for further reading is Jeanette Winterson's Why Be Happy When You Can Be Normal. And I hope you all have a June that is filled with joy.